So bottom line, why should someone see this play? Like, if someone walks by the IRT and they see the marquee and they're like, oh, a Tilted Place, and they're kind of like on the fence, and you could kind of like jump out of that front door and be like, all right, come see this and give them something. What do you think you'd say to them?
Well, this is truly an all-encompassing tilted world that we're creating. I have seen tons of plays at IRT. I love IRT, and we have designed the hell out of it. So that entire space, you will be transported, and the language is heightened in places. And every scene, we just saw a run-through last night, and actually there's a huge reveal at the end, and I don't want to say anymore what it is, but... Everything came together, all of the design. I had never seen it before. And we have a puppet designer who came in with these incredible puppets. And with the lights and the fog and the sound. And our amazing sound designer, Matt Otto, is also writing original music that's just blowing me away. I give him some influences, and then he comes back with this beautiful music. And the last moment, I went into the office of IRT and started crying, and one of the actors was like, are you crying? And I was like, I can't help it. This is so beautiful. And it's like, that's why you write these plays. You write these, I mean, Tony Kushner said, write impossibilities. And I feel like I have, like, some of the stuff in this play is asking so much of the actors and the designers and the director. And everyone's stepping up. And what we're looking at right now, and we're still figuring it out, I mean, it's been such a fast and messy process, especially, you know, not having a lot of money and embracing that and trying to come up with what could we do with not a lot of money to be really, really awesome. And I think we found some cool things. So it's pretty overwhelming to me, and I think people hopefully will be blown away.